Okay, so I see Ali and then James on the spec.
Mr. Chair, I was going to object. I was going to suggest 10.
10?
10.
Why don't we just go do 5, and if you want to extend again, we will do that, okay?
Well, I'd like to be added to the stack, so I think 10 would be appropriate at this point.
All right, well, we just did 5. I'll accept the motion to extend for 10.
Don't move, Chair Lawrence. Second, Lawrence.
Okay, is there any objections to extending for 10? Okay, so I'll add Dwayne to the stack. Go ahead, Ali is next.
Hi, Renee, I just have two questions. Some of the discussion that was going on before you joined us, if you could just answer, first question would be the status of the logs. Which stations have you gotten logs from as far as the airing of the carts, and is that going to be shared with that election committee? And then secondly, we heard about some candidates' carts being edited at the 2 of the stations. If that happened, what was the remedy that was that you came up with to resolve that situation? Thank you.
So the logs have been given to me. I mean, the raw logs from KPFA, WBAI gave me a type of log, I guess. Yeah, they just, it wasn't a raw log, but basically a log where they're keeping track of essentially what was aired, when it was aired, what actually aired. But KPFT gave me, well, everybody gave me a schedule. Okay. Now, when I try to ask for logs, like KPFT, for example, they have a new person, Dakota, that's managing this data. And of course they have a new GM, and he gave me a screenshot, which I shared, of basically the programming grid. And, you know, I try to explain, like, I need, you know, an output of some sort. I don't know what software exactly they're using, so I can't be more specific than that, you know. But I mean, to try to get across, it's not the planned, but actually the post, right? So what actually aired, that's what we're looking for. And I gave everybody the reference of what KPFA gave me, right? But basically I've only gotten really true raw logs from KPFA. KPFK gave me a schedule, but no logs per se. And I'm pretty sure it has been done in the past because I've received them in the past. So I keep, you know, I've reminded, I've request them. I try to differentiate. I still think there's some confusion around it. It's either confusion or it's just not easy to give me, or they don't have it. That's answer to that. Now, as for the edited carts, so when this happened at WBAI and KPFT, and basically we're trying to weigh putting general information with candidate carts, right? So because there's low voter turnout, especially at WBAI, KPFT is fine. And, you know, the local election supervisor offered to create, you know, with a little tail, header and tail, essentially. And she went in and, you know, nicely cleaned up the carts. I mean, the carts also, people recorded them themselves, and that's awesome that they recorded it themselves. They got cleaned up and some cut, so we could include some of this general information in each cart. Now, WBAI had them air in chunks, so we could have saved some time there and just made 5-minute chunk segments, essentially, instead of having 1 minute. But when the production was going on, this wasn't known, essentially. In terms of remedy, I mean, remedy for what? Everybody got the same amount of time. And the full, you know, everybody also got their full candidate statement, the full, because what the bylaw says is equal opportunity for candidate statements and a forum with listener questions. That's what it says in the bylaws. What everybody got consistently at every station was on-air forums with room for candidate statements and listener questions. And on top of that, they got cards. So you know, and all, and beyond that, we also produced more forums that we also posted online. So there's tons of materials for candidates to express themselves to the voting body. If the voting members want to find out more information, there's plenty of information out there. And by station, it was consistent by station. So yes, okay, KPFA, there, I actually went in, I re-edited everything and, you know, was able to just shave off, you know, I think it was 10 seconds so that I could include the station ID and just pointing people to the website to get a replacement ballot or whatever, you know. So I went through and did all of that for KPFA and, you know, planned to do it, to do the 5-minute segments in at BAI, and I haven't. But I mean, ultimately, you know, I know people are complaining, but I mean, we're meeting the requirements in the bylaws. We've met those. People had their full statements, and all the candidate cards are equal by station. You know, yes, there was some chopping up and cleaning up. We're not in the most ideal situation, you know. I mean, we can't just invite a candidate to come in and record their statement. I mean, so, you know, I mean, again, I don't know. I'm doing what I can, and it's to go back and re-edit all of BAI's cards is actually a lot, and you know. So anyway, I'll. You know, leave it at that.
Okay, James.
Thank you, Renee.
On the stack.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. And then Janine after that.
No, I see Dwayne is on the stack after that.
Okay, I'm seeing two hands, James Sagerton and Janine.
Thank you, Chair. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah. One of the previous speakers said, you know, if we can get a few more hundred votes in, why not? And in a perfect world, I agree with that. We're not in a perfect world. We're in a much less than perfect world. And we know that out of 100 listeners, we get, if we're lucky, out of 100 regular listeners, we get about 10 members. Out of those 10 members, usually one of them will vote. So, and this is partly due to the nature of what we do. When someone makes a contribution to get a thank you gift, they're not necessarily interested in the voting. So that's just by the nature of the structure. But I really think we do have to consider the cost in terms of if this is a perfect world or not. We are facing a situation at one of our stations where we are going to be facing possible layoffs. We've got vendors that aren't paid. We've got healthcare benefits that need to be paid. We've got cash flow crises. We've got payroll shortage. And these are real issues. And we don't have $10,000 or $20,000 right now to spend on getting several hundred more voters, as important as that is. And I don't minimize that. I fought very hard to preserve the voting system in this network. I believe in it strongly. It's what one of the things that brings me here. But we are in a situation now where money is really tight. I mean, we're talking about losing employees. And so we have to keep that in balance and also understand that all of the people that come and give their story about what happened to their vote, sometimes they are not completely understanding the situation where maybe their donation was a little bit before the time, the date of record for the election. And so they don't qualify for a ballot, but they think they do. There's all kinds of explanations for why people think they should get a ballot and maybe they don't. Anyway, I could go on, but that's enough for now. Thank you.
Okay, I don't think that required a response from Renee, so let's go on to Dwayne.
Yes, Renee, first off, I give you credit for doing a good job. You've admitted yourself that you had not been compensated as well in previous years as you are this year. I do read the bylaws as giving the elections officer, in your case, pretty much levity in making determinations as to whether or not there's been fair and equity in the elections. And so I don't believe it's a political decision from this board standpoint. We can suggest very strongly to you to extend this election for various many reasons. You seem to have made some arguments tonight about why you don't think it is necessary. Let me take the last few seconds to implore and to bring to your attention that most of the time goals for any election in this country is maximization of access and participation. Obviously, we can't get that, but I think we've been lulled into low expectations in Pacifica. So just keep in mind that whether we pay you or not, or you give us reduced costs or whatever, the more people we can get to participate in this election, the more we can get them to continue to be participants in the Pacific experience. And more important, we know that there are people who vote early because they're inundated with monies from individuals who can get their vote out. This election is no different than any general election around this country. Those who have money, those who have resources can reach the people that they target. So just keep in mind that there are a number of folk who may not even still know that they have a ballot available, or they have one accessible, or they did not see one in their email. A lot different than putting snail mail in the trash or on the dresser. So I ask you to consider very seriously these considerations I've given to you, notwithstanding your own pushback, that I think it would be in the best interest to allow more time. And I will believe that even if we get 2% or 3% or 4% more participation, that's good for democracy. That's good for Pacifican. That's good to reinforce the idea that we're not gonna allow money to drive the participation rate in this election. So could you see it? Could consider those thoughts that I've given you in your final decision about whether or not to hear the hard work that the election committee has done, the research that they have done, and the conclusions they have made, notwithstanding you on the other side of the issue. But consider their work, consider their concerns, consider their evidence, and maybe even meet with them in their committee to make me feel that you have listened, that you have ameliorated your own objections to extending this election. But my own personal opinion is, even judges in general elections around this country found reasons to extend elections that wasn't egregious, but they just found that it would give more people an opportunity to participate. And that's a good thing in democracy.
Yeah.
Do you want to respond?
Yeah, I mean, I apologize that I didn't read the motions completely. I just glanced over them, but I also, of course, I'm going to read everything. And I did actually explain why, you know, the timing of the election committee meetings is not the best timing for me. And I proposed some times and I never didn't get a response back about them. But, you know, I was on the very first one that I was on, and I've been on a couple. It's not only one. I lost basically a whole afternoon of work, and it wasn't productive, and I just was yelled at a lot, basically. It wasn't productive. So that's why, you know, you can understand my hesitancy and also my necessity to cap things at a certain amount of time that I can participate and also a time frame. So, you know, I explained that those times didn't work. It's not for, you know, I want to hear from people, but it also, you know, it there's a very it's not like we're having a discussion. It's like more of a, you know, rehashing of it's not constructive. It hasn't been, you know. And I'm about being constructive. Now, as in terms of what you're saying, yes, of course, I'm going to consider everything. And there's still two more weeks. And as I stated, when I first got on the call, I want to do this analysis, looking, comparing the 3 years. And I do understand that what you're saying, too, is that the bar has been set very low, right, in terms of people participating. What I'm trying to say is that's not going to be solved in a month. You know, it's going to still continue. It's very hard. Like, it's people, getting people involved in this process is very important, but it has to be something that's, one, you get, you know, the stations have to be on board with it. Staff has to be on board with it. I mean, the turnout of staff to me indicates the level of interest in this. And it's kind of a bit, you know, it surprises me given that the referendum just passed and people fought so hard to preserve this, you know, and then, you know, didn't pass. I mean, and basically it was because of the staff essentially that it didn't pass. And now, you know, in the stations where the staff actually voted primarily no, is the lowest turnout. So it's very curious, you know. I think about all this, you know, all the time. I mean, I'm like, how can we get more people involved? And that's why, you know, I really also was hoping to use other media, and that there's been a huge pushback of using those resources that we have to get out to more people, to get the information out to more people and not rely so heavily on just carts, you know? And, you know, because that, yeah, so Jay, I want to do this analysis. I'm going to do the number analysis where I'm going to compare 2018, which actually ended up happening in 2019, but basically 2018, 2019, and 2021, voter turnout over time by station and by member type, and then make an objective, you know, assessment about what we're seeing here, you know, because if turnout is greater everywhere, I don't see the justification, you know. So,
we got people on the stack.
And Chair, we're at time once
again. We're at time. Okay.
Chair, this is James with a point of order.
What is your point of order, James?
The timekeeper has been knocked off the call, and we are currently without a timekeeper. Okay. I'd like to volunteer. She's asked me to volunteer to be the timekeeper.
Okay. She can't get back on the call?
Maybe she can, but I don't know. I haven't seen or heard from her yet.
No. Yeah. Okay.
I have a request for information.
Okay. So James, you'll be the timekeeper at least until Heather gets back. Hopefully she'll be back soon. What is your request, Lawrence?
My request for information is for the purveyors of this motion, the advocates for this motion, to have a minute closing, if that's reasonable, but to you, Chair.
That's not a request for information. I'm sorry.
No, that's a question. That's not a question.
That's Chair, I have a motion.
That's a motion.
I have a motion.
We have no. There's no motions in order. The only motion in order is if you want to extend time right now.
I'll move to extend time for 5 minutes.
All right. Do we have a second for that?
Dwayne Lark seconds.
Okay. Are there any objections to extending for another 5 minutes?
James, I object.
Okay. We'll go to a vote. Marion, could you please take the roll on whether we should extend for another 5 minutes?
Get this set up. 5 minutes. Okay. Chris Corey.
Abstain.
Abstains. Vanessa Dixon Briggs. Vanessa, are you there? I hear nothing.
Sorry, couldn't unmute. Pass.
Okay. Lyndon Foley.
I vote no.
Votes no. Jose Gutierrez.
Yes.
Votes yes. Heather Gray.
I must apologize. I was kicked off there for a moment, so I don't know exactly what we're voting for.
Extending time, 5 minutes.
Oh, yes, I'll vote yes. Thank you.
Okay. Julie Hewitt.
Abstain.
Abstains. See, Sabrina Jacobs. I wasn't hearing anything. Sabrina? Abstain. Is anybody else hearing Sabrina?
I think she said abstain.
Okay. Abstain. Wally James.
No.
Votes no. Dwayne Lark.
Yes.
Votes yes. Ali Lexa.
Abstain.
Abstains. Thomas O'Rourke.
Yes.
Votes yes. Whoops. Lydia Ponce.
Yes.
Votes yes. Ron Pinchback.
Yes.
Votes yes. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Votes yes. Sean Rhodes.
Abstain.
Abstains. James Sagerton.
No.
Votes no. Let's see. Beth Van Gunten.
Abstain.
Abstains. Tom Voorhees. Tomas?
Tom votes no.
Votes no. Okay, we have, Vanessa, you passed. How do you choose to vote?
I did, I was kicked out like Heather, so yes, it's fine.
No, all I heard was a pass.
No, no, I said, yes, the answer is yes.
The answer is yes, okay, got it. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 yeses. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 noes, and 1, 2, 3, 4 abstentions. Alex, how do you choose to vote?
What was that vote again? 8 yes and 4 no?
That's right.
I'll abstain, so the motion to extend passes because it is 2/3.
Indeed.
Thank you, Jim. I'll be on the stack after Janine.
I'm going to put myself on the stack. Okay, Janine, you have. We have to wrap this up in 5 minutes. We're not going to get another extension, I think. So go ahead.
I understand. Thank you, Lawrence, too, for giving me some more time. You know, this election, the democracy that goes on in this election is the foundation of the network of Pacifica, and it's what makes it distinct, and it needs to be honored. And, you know, this whole process could have been used as a rallying cry. You know, there's diminishing membership, diminishing listenership, and I feel like people are losing faith that Pacifica is working to really represent them. And this is an opportunity to show them how much the board cares about that. And so, you know, I just urge you to look at it through those eyes. And there are things that are cheaper. There's robo-dialing. I wrote about it in the chat. It's just hundreds of dollars to robo-dial. We have 11,000 members at KPFK. To robo-dial all of them. Just make sure that they hear it on their phone in case their email has changed. I do think that there's outreach and we can discuss all of that with a meeting. You know, we can come up with ideas about how to make sure that people have been reached out to as best we can. Thank you.
Okay, Lawrence?
Thank you, Chair. And thank you, board members, for those who abstained to make this possible. So a few things. The perfect world is the world that the Republican Party lives in right now. as it strips away the dignity of people who stand in lines, who seek to vote. And that's the perfect world that somebody referenced to early on try to use me without saying my name. So the perfect world is the one that the Republicans are suppressing in regards to voters' rights of those people who know, who they know will elect them out of office. And so, and I'm not to say that, you know, the Democratic Party is a shining star of democracy, but at least it does, anyway. So the perfect world that you mentioned is the democracy that we fought so hard for to hold on to, that if this referendum, the New Day referendum would have passed, it would have stripped us of all that democratic processes that we are enjoying right now as a result of being in this board meeting, is a direct reflection of the uniqueness of our foundation and of our network. So again, I implore you to vote yes on this motion, because it is the appropriate thing to do. And if that means that we'll gain another 400 or 500 votes in spite of the no-sayers, the naysayers, and Danny S. did yawn, and it's okay. I'm sure she's tired. I'm tired too. But anyway, so in regards to that, I just want to remind everybody that who lives in a perfect world now? And that perfect world are the people who have the power to strip away the human rights and the civil rights of those people who are trying to vote. They won't even let them have water if they're waiting in line to vote. So that's the perfect world that somebody referenced to earlier. Thank you.
Okay, let me just say one thing here. To compare the problems we're facing in our delegate elections with the Republican Party's drive to suppress voters and to install authoritarian regimes in the United States is really, I think it's beyond the pale. We are a democratic organization. We are not perfect. We have flaws. We try to do the best we can with the limited resources that we have. And I was very happy that we defeated the referendum that would have taken away our democratic rights to elect our own boards. But I just want to explain to the members of the Elections Committee, I am not discounting your personal experiences. Yes, you have had experiences, and you've heard from people who've had experiences where they ran into problems and obstacles, and sometimes those obstacles may seem insurmountable in making their vote count. But you have to look at the problem in proportion. I think the problem here is you're blowing these problems way out of proportion by equating the problems we're having with the kind of voter suppression that goes on in this country at large with the two elite capitalist parties. That's just absurd. I think you have to recognize that we have an election supervisor who's done a magnificent job under very difficult circumstances, and I think we should be trying to work with her instead of working across purposes. Whenever I get a motion here from a committee, if I see some problems with it, I try to suggest amendments or something to make it work, because basically I think almost all of the motions that come toward the board are well-meaning. Sometimes they're maybe a little off base. We try to correct those things. I have to say, I think this is a very bad motion. I would have offered some corrections if I could find them. I just don't think there's any merit in this motion, frankly. First of all, why would you cancel elections at all five stations when three of them have already made quorum? It doesn't make any sense. So anyway, I recommend a vote against this motion.
Yeah, I like a point of personal privilege.
How much time do we have left?
Call the question, Mr. Chair.
How much time do we have left on this item?
Let Mr. Lawrence make his point of personal privilege. Go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. I appreciate you allowing me to do that. I in no way am equating the kind of Nazi authoritarian fascist tendency that's happening right now out of the Republican Party with Pacifica. But somebody did mention the perfect world, in a perfect world. So I was deconstructing that, because it is the Republican Party that's living in the perfect world right now. And it is the one that is stripping away the human rights, the civil rights, and the dignity of our voters. So I don't appreciate, again, you assigning me interpreting my motives, Chair.
Mr. Reyes, I never mentioned your name. I did not.
You didn't have to. I said the words. I'm owning the words.
This is not.
I think you should own the words too, Chair.
This is not a valid point of personal privilege.
It's a completely valid point. I was deconstructing your argument.
Your argument was logically flawed.
So is yours.
One person's opinion.
Okay, let's go to a vote.
Before you go to vote, the parliamentarian would like to state that points of personal privilege are ruled on by the chair. And so the chair broke in and said, this is not a valid point of personal privilege. That was a ruling. And I heard people talk after that, but they shouldn't have. So now
I disagree with the ruling of the parliamentarian.
Listen. This came right out of the book, Ron, so I wish you would look it up, because the chair rules on a point of personal privilege.
He just said he challenged the ruling.
The chair rules that the point of personal privilege is not valid. That's his ruling. Chair, I turn the floor back over to you.
And it can be challenged.
I have a point of parliamentary inquiry, Chair. If a ruling is made, then a person could challenge the ruling of a chair. Is that correct,
Mr. Tatum?
We all know how to object to the ruling of the chair, and then a vote is taken to sustain the ruling of the chair. And so we go through that whole process. That is true, and you know that. There's no point in two people telling us how to do that, because we've done it many, many times.
No point.
Chair, I take the floor back to you, Chair.
I don't really want to waste time on this, but if you guys insist, we'll have a debate on whether you want to overturn my ruling.
Chair, I yield. I don't want to have a debate.
Okay, then let's just go to a vote on the motion.
Make it clear, the motion is from the Elections Committee.
Correct.
Concerning extending the election. Okay, let me get this together here. Chris Corey.
Abstain.
Abstains. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
No.
Votes no. Lyndon Foley.
I vote against extending.
Okay, that's a vote no.
Thank you.
Hold up. This vote is on the motion. This is not on the extension. So he didn't know that. So, tell him what the motion is so we can vote.
Well, the motion was in fact to extend the voting period.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
No. No, it wasn't. We're voting on the motion now.
Yes.
The motion is to vote. It's the motion from the Elections Committee.
Thank you.
We can read the entire motion again, but I don't think it's necessary.
No.
Well, I would like to know what I'm voting on.
Okay. Well, let's read
and the motion. Y'all seem confused.
Okay. I thought I knew what I was voting on. Let's read the entire motion.
I will do
so. Motion and the agenda.
Okay. Motion to rescind and replace notice date.
No, that's not the right motion.
All right. Oh, Elections Committee. sorry. Whereas the ongoing elections for listener and staff delegates at all five stations began and have continued without adequate information for members regarding the candidates and issues, a flaw that is manifest in the low turnout of members who have voted at most stations, with only about 1 week of the total of 9 weeks of balloting remaining. Whereas in addition to lack of effective informational carts, this anemic turnout across the network being disenfranchising, there is also a deep concern and specific citings from governing members within the network that not all membership has received their ballots. The NES has admitted to the Elections Committee that she does not have the clout to ensure her directives are followed at the stations. Be it resolved that the voting be immediately extended at all five stations and that a joint meeting be convened by both the PNB and the Elections Committee to include the NES and the IEG, and scheduled by 10/7/21 to ensure that all five stations can record and air full candidate carts and forums to run for 30 days in entirety in full rotation, and that direct outreach to the membership is conducted to inform of the election and confirm ballot receipt so that the process can be compliant with the bylaws, and be it further resolved that for the scheduled listener and staff delegate elections next year, no ballots be distributed until adequate and bylaws mandated candidate statements and forums have first started to run prior to ballots going out and continue running during the voting period. Okay, that is what you're voting on.
Okay.
I regret making you or asking you to do that, and I vote no.
Okay, Lyndon Foley votes no. Jose Gutierrez.
Nope.
Votes no. Heather Gray.
No.
Votes no. Julie Hewitt.
Pass.
Passes. Okay. Sabrina Jacobs.
Abstain.
I'm sorry, I can't hear.
Abstain.
Abstains.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wally James.
No.
Votes no. Dwayne Lark.
Yes.
Votes yes. Ali Lexa.
Pass.
Passes. Thomas O'Rourke.
Oh, yes.
Votes yes. Lydia Ponce.
Yes.
Votes yes. Ron Pinchback.
No.
Votes no. Let's see. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Votes yes. Sean Rhodes.
No.
Votes no. James Sagerton.
No.
Votes no. Beth Von Gunten. Beth?
No.
Votes no. Tom Voorhees.
Tom votes yes.
Tom votes yes. Okay, we have one. Oh, wait a minute. We've got some passes. Julie Hewitt, how do you choose to vote?
I'm going to abstain.
Okay, abstain. That was okay. My computer's doing something weird. Sorry about that.
Indy, go back to Vanessa.
Hang on.
I already voted. I voted from the beginning.
It's on
you. Yes, no. I already voted no. Okay. Ali Lexa, you passed.
I'm going to abstain.
Abstain. Okay. I think we've got everybody. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yeses. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 no. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 abstentions. Alex, how do you choose to vote?
No.
You vote no. That makes 10 no. 5 yes, 10 no. The motion fails.
Okay. We have to, we have one more item before we go to the closed session. Let's see if we can do this quickly. Lawrence, you have a motion you wanted to present?
Yes, I do, Chair.
Go ahead.
I submitted the motion to the recording secretary and the secretary and to you mm-hmm. and to the PMB. I don't have it in front of me. May I ask the recording secretary to please read it?
I will do so.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let's see. Motion to rescind and replace notice date. Is that the correct one? Lawrence?
Yes, Marianne. Yes, Secretary. Okay. That is correct.
Whereas pursuant to Article 17, Section 1B, bylaw amendments introduced by 6 directors of the majority of 2 stations delegates require 30 days of on-air notice and then approval by 3 stations delegates and the PNB in any order within 45 days. And where all stations are holding delegate elections with newly elected delegates to be seated in December, and whereas the previously decided notice period beginning October 16, 2021 would end on November 15, which will be after the regular November 10 meeting date of the local station board at KPFT, WBAI, and WPFW, requiring special meetings of the delegates, which might be problematic, and the failure of which scheduling would result in the automatic death of any proposed amendment, be it hereby resolved that the previous notice re October 16, 2021 be rescinded and a new record date for amendments is set at October 10th, 2021, 30 days from which will be November 9th, 2021, allowing the 3 above referenced stations to vote on November 10th, 2021. Delegates KPFA and KPFK would be able to vote on November 20 and 21, respectively.
Okay. Yeah,
may I motivate, Chair?
We need a second first.
Okay. I'd like to ask for a second.
I second.
Who was that?
Lydia.
Second, Lydia. Thank you.
Okay. Go ahead and motivate, Lawrence.
Thank you, Chair. As the timeline has been set, there's no information that has been provided to the membership. I think we are crowding this election process. And I believe that this new notice date, no reflection on the notice date that I signed on to with the chair and others, is a reasonable request. And I would hope that you would support it. That will give the membership, the LSPs, and individuals who wish to submit bylaw amendments the opportunity to do so. So I ask my colleagues to please keep an open mind and support this new notice date. Thank you, Chair. That's okay. All I have for now.
All right. So,
Ron, with a question.
Yeah. Before we go on, I agree this is a very reasonable amendment to a previous notice date motion. Ron?
Yeah, my only question was, is there anything preventing us from making that kind of change? Is there anything other than our vote that we would have to do?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it sounds reasonable, you know.
From a parliamentary perspective, no, it's perfect. It's perfectly valid to amend a motion that we previously passed, and there's nothing in the bylaws preventing us from doing this.
No, you know, I was actually thinking more about the scheduling issue. You know, do we have to do it October 4th? Could it be November 4th if we move it back a little further, perhaps? the notice date?
I don't think we can set a notice date prior, a notice date that's in the past. I don't think that makes sense. It would have to be a notice date beyond October 7th, which is today, right?
Right.
So October 10th is a reasonable.
Well, I thought he said October. He said I think the amendment is asking for an October 4th notice date.
No, Chair, if I may.
Go ahead.
Please, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for the question, Mr. Pinchback. So the new notice date will commence on the 10th of October. Just like the chair said, we cannot backdate, if you will, a document or backdate the process. So that will give us the appropriate amount of time to notice, to provide 30 days notice, and also to inform our membership that there is a new notice date. So I think that's my take on it, Chair. Do you have anything you want to add?
Well, I think it means any time if we do vote on this, it means any day, any time after October 10th, bylaws amendments can be introduced, and there is, I think, a minimum of 30 days before either the LSB or the PNB can vote on those bylaws amendments once they're introduced. And once a bylaws amendment is introduced, then that whole process of putting our notices on the air and on our websites begins to take effect as well.
Right. All right, thank you very much.
That's okay. Are there any objections to this amendment? This is basically an amendment to a previous motion that we passed. Okay, hearing none, then this amendment is approved. So we have a new notice date of October 10th.
Thank you, colleagues. Appreciate it. Thank you, Chair.
And we are about to adjourn and go into closed session. We have a number of items to take care of in closed session, so do not run away. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved, Chair Lawrence.
And do we have a second?
Okay. A second.
Any objections?